Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm delighted to be joined today by Paul Kack, Senior Consultant and Lead Trainer at Theo Metrics, a startup in Pasadena, California. Paul, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf Training and Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Paul, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Okay, Paul, thanks for this opportunity. Let me back up a little bit. For 16 years, I worked here in Southern California at a Christian university, and I led the faculty development efforts where we worked on resourcing and equipping our professors with the competencies they would need to provide their students with a distinctly Christian education. Now, what makes that difficult in the academic world is that we're told that's not our job. We are told to stay in our lanes, whether you're a sociologist or a historian or an accounting professor or a teacher educator. You need to do that work, not any other kind of work. So my work has been to help faculty members overcome the pedagogical paralysis that's built into that paradigm. So as professionals, yes, they can be excellent deliverers. Content that is their specialty, while at the same time bringing the knowledge and wisdom of the Christian faith into relevant and legitimate dialogue with the courses they teach. So Theo Metrics now is about taking what I've been learning in this one setting and sharing it more broadly. And I know that success is more than faculty development. For example, it involves building shared institution-wide vision around these ideas. It involves assisting leaders in developing the practices where they can celebrate the faculty that they shepherd. Success involves fine-tuning internal systems so that the professionals in these settings can collaborate meaningfully with each other. So Theo Metrics has four general offerings. First of all, we offer coaching with individuals and whether they're educators or leaders. Theo Metrics offers advanced courses that can be accessed on demand. Theo Metrics is engaged in inspiring and instructive communication through keynote speaking and training and development events. And finally, Theo Metrics seeks institutional engagements. Utilizing the services I've just mentioned and other things, we're trying to collaborate with stakeholders to build a consulting blueprint that's unique to that institution. So we're now just launching Theo Metrics. We are putting finishing touches on our website. We are in the startup valley place of our existence. But I tell you, we can envision the educators, leaders, and institutions that we serve as they truly and tangibly bless the students that they serve. So let me say some things about leadership. You ask about leadership in organizations. It might not surprise you that what I want to share now offers a sort of DNA of Theo Metrics. Through my comments today, you'll get a sense of some of the key wisdom practices that Jesus embodied. Now, I'm just going to sort of skate on the surface of these three big ideas. If we had the chance, we could bring biblical scholarship and leadership studies into conversation with each other and see some neat connections. I hope your listeners will take the time to do that. So first of all, Jesus as a leader embodied the perfect integration of compassion and confidence. I'm wiping my eyes, not because I'm getting emotional. It's sweaty in here. It's hot in here. The Apostle John in the New Testament writes that Jesus was full of grace and truth. And in my observation of leaders, that based on their personality, perhaps, or their woundedness, perhaps, or their philosophy of leadership, that leaders tend to lean to one side or the other of that equation. Either they're kind and winsome, or they're directive and goal-oriented. As a leader, Jesus was the perfect blend of these. Now, this to me is emotionally, socially intelligent leadership that gets the job done. Jesus wasn't 50% grace and 50% truth. I don't think he took one hat off and put another one on based on the situation. I think that Jesus was fully both in every encounter. In this way, Jesus resembles the integration of humility and fierce resolve that some of your listeners will remember Jim Collins called level 5 leadership. Secondly, Jesus' stated mission aligned with everything he did. He achieved coherence between his expressed priorities and his embodied practices. I notice that despite good intentions, there are organizations that haven't done the necessary work of ensuring that what they promise is observable to everyone, whether insiders who work there or the customers who engage their services from the outside. Recently, I put on my leadership spectacles and again looked at Luke's gospel. In Luke chapter 4, Jesus publicly announces his mission. And then in chapter after chapter, he is shown aligning what he has said with what he does. It was not his goal to please everyone. He tried, whether criticized or celebrated, Jesus was focused and undeterred. He remained true to his purpose in word and deed. And third, Jesus went first. Now, leadership gurus are perpetually saying this. Simon Sinek is the latest. He says, leaders are the ones who have the courage to go first, to put themselves at personal risk, to open a path for others to follow. Jesus was first to enter into religious controversies. He was first to engage people's grief and pain. He was first to respond to otherwise unanswerable questions. Jesus moved right into the thick of it when his closest friends were squabbling. He perceived systems failures in the prevailing culture and advocated for better ways. Jesus went to the cross. As history suggests, most of his core followers also followed him in their own selfless deaths. But isn't that what leadership is about? Aren't we inviting people into something difficult that's worth entering into? You, as the leader, must walk into that valley first. It's just true about leadership that when you go first, others will follow. And as with Jesus, when there is life on the other side of that darkness, you give the people you've invited to join you hope and courage. Now I am weeping. One biblical author, Jesus, faith's pioneer. Leaders need to blaze the trail, maybe alone for a while, but that's necessary if others are to have faith and to follow faithfully.
Well, Paul, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they become immensely popular, thanks ever so much for your real practical insights there in terms of helping people and organizations be their best. And just a message out to the subscribers, keep an eye on the events part of our webpage for the different events that we have coming up, which are most often offered on a complimentary basis to subscribers. Paul, I'm just down the 210 freeway for you. Could I offer you a virtual high five? Thanks ever so much, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.